on maynard.com.au. Hey, you! Welcome to Maynard's Malaise, a very special double episode for you today because I originally recorded a Japanese special for you, but I've discovered there's a big weekend coming up at the beginning of April. If you're in Newcastle or if you're in Sydney on the 5th and 6th of April, there's something to do that's Maynard related. On Saturday, the 5th of April, during the day at the Newcastle Town Hall, I'll be having an in-conversation with none other than Mr. Tim Ferguson, talking about Doug Anthony All-Stars and talking about his writing career. His latest book, Carry a Big Stick, we've spoken about. You can have a listen to the podcast. That's back there in the stream. I'll be having a chat with Tim on stage for about 15, 20 minutes, and I'm going to throw open the floor to questions for Tim Ferguson from you, the audience, for the rest of the hour. So there's going to be 40 minutes of your questions and 20 minutes of me chatting to Tim. That's got planned. There's a cost involved with that, but go to the Newcastle Writers Festival website, and it's in the Newcastle Town Hall on the afternoon of Saturday, the 5th of April. Beep, 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 beep. And on the afternoon of Sunday, the 6th of April, from 3 till 6 p.m., we're having a Mad Club reunion. That's right. I'm going to be going stupid and playing some records, and Jeff the Shopkeeper will be there from the Mad Club playing for a little while for 3 hours only between 3 and 6 in the afternoon upstairs at the Record Crate in Glebe Point Road. That's just opposite Bad Manners Cafe, if you've ever been there. If you haven't, look it up and come along. I'd say the room's only got a capacity of about 50 or 60, so come one, come all, but let me assure you, everyone that comes will be just that little bit disappointed. I'll see you there then. On with the show now as I speak to some of the people from the Record Crate to find out what they do, why they do, how they do it. Has that Morrissey 7-inch picture cover single sold? He had three of them there. Here's a quick question for you. Between now and when you hear the answer to that, do you think that within 1 month, a Morrissey picture cover 7-inch vinyl single valued at $25 Australian or more has sold? Have a think of that as we launch into this double bumper episode of Maynard's Malaise on Planet Maynard. Woo! I'm here at the Record Crate now, which of course I'll be at the 6th with Jeff the Shopkeeper and other surviving members of the Mad Club, which, by the way, for the record, they are all surviving. None of us have died as far as I've checked. And we've got Billy here in the kitchen. How's it going, Billy?
We're going good.
He's come over all shy because he's actually cooking at the moment.
He's in the middle of cooking a meal for our star waitress, whose birthday it happens to be. Shout out to Demi.
Tell me, what is the bit of vinyl that you've thought has sold here that you would never thought you'd sell in a million years?
Some of the soundtracks are the ones that get me, yeah. It's amazing how many obscure old movies people will pay you top dollar to get the soundtrack of.
I'd say the soundtrack of the Chipmunks doing the Beatle records.
Really?
Yeah. Chipmunks singing Beatles.
Wow.
That was good.
Oh, and whose voice is that, by the way?
Oh, mine. Oh, I thought you meant the Chipmunks' voice.
Yes.
Demi.
She was born around about the time the Mad Club actually finished, so we're having a Mad Club reunion, and it's very... It was basically a food fight at a nightclub, and occasionally music would break out. That's the best way to describe what we did. Were you ever there, Billy, at all? Did you ever come to the Mad Club at all?
The Mad Club.
Site, Victoria Street, Piccadilly Hotel, early 90s.
Oh, no, mate. See, that was a bit before my time. I actually turned up in Australia post-2000. Yeah.
And they're still trying to deport you, but it's going well?
Yeah, so far I'm managing to hold on to that passport.
Now, what do you reckon? You've sold two of three of the Morrissey 7-inch singles there. Do you think you'll sell the third one?
Oh, bound to. It'll probably go tonight.
And what's the actual profile of someone who comes into the Record Crate and buys vinyl records here in 2014?
A lot of them tend to be the slightly older crowd. We don't tend to appeal to the young hipsters. I think most of them are a bit confused and intimidated by what vinyl even is. So yeah, it's often guys with scruffy hair and flannel shirts, quite frankly.
But we're here at the Record Crate, which will be the site of the gig on the 6th. I'm here with Neville. Uncle Neville, how are you?
I'm very well, Maynard. Yourself?
Pretty good. You've got the sideburns happening there and you are ready to go for the 6th. In fact, this could be the most exciting gig that's ever happened here at the Record Crate.
I'm all chopped up and ready to go, yes. I'd like to see the people I grew up with still relevant, still working, and put it all together and do it again.
Still working, I'll go with that. The relevant thing, we'll find out on that Sunday here. Now, the reason I'm doing it here at the Record Crate is because I live close to here, and I came down here and I thought, hey, why not go upstairs? Basically, it's a large lounge room upstairs here at the Record Crate, isn't it?
It's like being in your own lounge. Yeah, it's capacity about 50 people. Bands like it. Comedy night every Wednesday night. It's an intimate environment. It's like being in somebody's lounge.
And the really annoying thing, I say annoying in the way that when I'm here doing stuff, I look up onto your wall because it's a bar, it's a coffee lounge, it's a restaurant, it's a venue upstairs, and you sell vinyl records and of all sorts. And the really annoying thing is I have about half the stuff you've got on the wall, Neville.
Well, I do all this so I can really do what I want to do, which is sell records. That's what I've done all my life, 33 years. Running a record shop by itself, very hard.
Okay. Which record shop did you run?
I had Mojo Music in York Street for 10 years. I had Urban and Oxford Street from 90 to 93. I even had a classical shop in Bondi Junction.
What is the profile of a person who comes in and wants some vinyl record in 2014?
Across the board, you get old school collectors. They're a bit anal. They want a particular copy. But, yeah, there's a real resurgence. You know, your 18s to 30s, they all want the classics. So they want the Beatles, Stones, Led Zeppelin, Jimi Hendrix, Neil Young, Tom Waits. They want all that stuff on vinyl, so they've got a classic record collection.
So what about the 7-inch buyer? There's a whole bunch of 7-inch singles here. I can see Billy Bragg, You Woke Up My Neighbourhood, which was the second, which is a single after Sexuality, I think. Yep. Got Hoodoo Gurus, Come Anytime, that's a classic. And you've had three Morrissey picture singles here, which have been very highly priced, I think about $50, and you've sold two of the three.
No, I sold all three.
All three, they've all gone. That's it, folks. If you want some Morrissey 7-inches, get the fuck out of town, because they've all gone.
Well, for some reason, Morrissey's very collectible. And I knew those 45s were, they were picture sleeves, but they were EPs. And EPs are where the money's at.
And for the skeptics in the audience, there's the 7-inch single of Dear God by XTC for $7. It's a fantastic track.
It is, and it's a picture sleeve as well. It may be underpriced.
Yeah. Look, you've got the Jesus and Mary Chain, the Saint 7-inch.
Transmission.
Joy Division.
It's a bargain.
I don't see any Colette, and I don't see anything from The Sharp.
No. The secret to running a good second-hand record shop is you must throw rubbish out.
And how should people coming to the Mad Club reunion, whatever it is we're doing on the 6th, behave?
Madly. It's Mad Club.
Now, you cross the road from Bad Manners. What's the best way to tell people how to get here upstairs?
Well, opposite Bad Manners or just in the first block after turning right into Glee Point Road from Parramatta Road.
I'll be there and I'll be playing some really mediocre, subpar, as I've always promised, I will give that audience average entertainment for no apparent reason, Neville.
That was the operative word. Average. Let's be average.
This is a journey into sound.
Hello and welcome to a very special Planet Maynard. In fact, we're going to another part of the planet. We're going to Japan today. And the main reason in this special, shameless special, that's special twice, it's double special, is that I've been going through my archives. Because as you may know, I've got everything going back to 1980-ish in my library, in the one place, at the same time, for the first time. So if there's anything you've heard of in the Maynard career that you would like to hear, or that you think you've had enough of and would like to hear no more of, please let me know, care of Maynard at maynard.com.au, and I'll do what I can. But here's three of my favourite Japanese tracks, and I will not be playing. The Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra. Because you know I do love them so much. Check out their albums, they are fantastic. But let's get kicking off right now. Look, I don't understand this band, but I think they could be the greatest band of all time. The Tokyo Panorama Mambo Boys. Three guys, their percussion instruments, their incredibly flowery shirts, their tight pants, and it's easy to sing along because the lyrics are influenced by Prez Prado's Mambo style in the 60s. These guys are taking it to the 21st century. The Tokyo Panorama Mambo Boys and their version of, oh, I think you'll know this, all that's left to be said is, hey! Thank you. The Tokyo Panorama Mambo Boys. Ooh, still together. Now, they say they're not a nostalgia group. They just want to put some colour into a drab world. And they sort of put on those Philly shirts, they strap on the congas, and they get out there and they play it. I love Japan. I've been there 3 times, all to Tokyo. Probably the most expensive place in the world. I remember in the 90s, a tequila and orange was $25 back then. So probably you have to sort of... I think a glass of wine probably costs as much as an old Datsun 180B now.
Now, gentlemen, I suggest we take a break.
But on to a more relaxed sound now, a more relaxed, the Pizzicato 5, who did well in the US. They turned up in a couple of movies. Their music is used in a lot of soundtracks. Basically a three-piece, very influenced by the soul sound, as you're about to hear now. This group... the swings in the way the Japanese do. They've got the backbeat going there. The music is perfect. Kind of like the Germans, I guess. See, the Germans wish they could swing like this, but they never could.
Bye.
the Pizzicato 5. One of their earlier releases. This is from a CD called Pizzicato 5, The Triad and Ready-Made Years. That's the early singles that this band released. Might use that as the cover art. That's very nice. A nice shot of Tokyo Tower there and the taxis. And the taxis in Japan, it's great. They're self-opening doors. So you stand next to them and the door swings open for you on this big bar. It's great. Very exciting. And it costs you like $3 million to go like three blocks or something like that. But that's a charm of Japan, having no money when you leave. The Pizzicato 5, Sweet Soul Review. Wasn't that cool? Fashionable, well-made, and it just fitted well, just under the armpits. It's been a while since I've done a podcast. I thought, let's just do one. Just get it out there. Push it out the door. See who salutes. Check out what's under the kimono. Oh, yeah, can't go too far in the world of Maynard Japanese music without this beautiful trio, Shonen Knife, who played the Annandale Hotel in the 90s. They're great. From their album Let's Knife, here's Riding the Rocket, but most people normally play the English version. Oh, no, no, no. Sure, they sound silly enough in English, but that's easy to do. Here it is in Japanese, the three-piece band I love the most in the entire world. Well, next to Rat Cat, I guess. Riding the Rocket. Don't forget, if you've got any requests of music to play, anything you want me to do, let me know here, because Planet Maynard, we're swinging it. We're trying to put out a few more shows than just once a month this year. That's Maynard, maynard.com.au or maynard@maynard.com.au, Maynard on Facebook, Maynard Comau, that's MAYNARDCOMAU on Instagram, where you can see lots of photos of me wearing my 70s clothes just before I threw them out.
Maynard, son, lift your game or you're out of here in 10 minutes.
That's a quick little shameless Planet Maynard podcast here. Remember, if you've got any requests, send them in here. I'll talk to you soon. And I think I'll leave the last word to perhaps the greatest star to grace the Japanese cinema, Godzilla.
Now let's have it, Steve. What about this monster story of yours?
Well, it's big and terrible.
On maynard.com.au. Hey, you!